Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar, fifth quarter.
In the end, they did enough, Macca, and they've got some tools that are among some of the best in the competition, but they've got some deficiencies too that tell you that they are a middle-of-the-road team.
Yeah, the I've often said the ladder rarely lies at season's end, and now and then 8th will sneak into 8th and 9th could have been 8th and vice versa, or 10th could have been 7th, but the ladder rarely lies, and their season reflects where they're at. They've got some serious strengths. Their ability to win stoppage and take the ball forward from stoppage is second to none. They're very good at it. When their heads are screwed on and they're not rushing, their ability to find each other forward to centre is elite, and it's been a real work in progress, and they're getting better and better. Where their vulnerabilities are, which I've touched on today, defending that ball at the top of the square, being able to get it out of bounds and out of dangerous areas, and not getting pulled up too high so they get beaten out the back. That's the other one. And we even saw at the end they got beaten out the back a couple of times. So there's some areas, but you know, there's no complete team. They're a work in progress, and you know, they'll be worthy finalists if they get there.
Certainly will be. So they are now 9-7, the Dogs. Collingwood are 2 points behind them in eighth with a game to play. They got the Suns, so you would suspect Collingwood win that game against Gold Coast, but nothing's a given in the AFL. But on the balance of probabilities, that will see Collingwood return to sixth on the ladder. The Dogs will sit eighth, and they'll be a game clear of Melbourne and the Giants, but only percentage clear of the Giants. So Melbourne would need to have their final round win over Essendon. There's still a lot to play. It's going to be a fascinating final round. There's going to be half a dozen games that have got a lot riding on them, whether it's the bottom half of the eight. For the Cats, we know they've got to beat the Swans now to finish top four or could find themselves in, you know, coming out of an elimination final. And if they're doing that, that's going to make life nigh on impossible to win a flag, although the Dogs have proven that you can do it from the bottom half of the eight. But, gee, the final round's scintillating and very tantalising.
Yeah, all you can do is win. And you know, as a coaching group, you don't even focus or touch on the wins. It's front of mind with players, and they hear it everywhere they go, they read about it. But it's probably a bit different in hub life because there's less exposure. In Melbourne, in finals or around finals time, there's no escaping. It's everywhere. You turn on the radio, the news, where it's a little bit different up there, I'm sure. And Queensland's a far cruisier place than what Victoria is, less football-centric in a lot of ways. But for the coach and coaches and the coaching group, and leadership groups, it's all about the habits and getting training right and recovering well and making sure you're doing your rehab and eating well and getting your rest and having an environment that's still purposeful and professional and precise, but it's not stressful and it's not hard work. It's a bit of fun as well.
So the Hawks now will stay in the Barossa. That's where they've been hanging out recently, and the Dogs are making their way down to the rooms. I'm going to be lucky enough to take the Dogs song, I believe, for you. We've got the 40 feed from out of the rooms. We'll take the song. We're hoping to be speaking to Zane Cordy very, very shortly from out of the Dogs rooms. Of course, Ocean Grove product, Geelong College boy, Geelong Falcons, and a premiership player with the Dogs. 83 games now. It's been a stop-start career for Zane, but he does play an important role, and it seems like that the Gardner Keith Cordy set up down back is the way they'll go forward at the moment.
Oh, Zane's critical for this team. He's hard and ferocious, comes off his man to help and stands up in big moments. He's a very good player.
Here's the song. So the Dogs improved to 9-7. The Hawks are now 4-12. Hard to believe they've only won one of their last nine games. Have the Hawks? They were 3-3. They're now 4-12. So they are done for the season with only a clash against Gold Coast at Adelaide Oval next weekend to round things out. So hopefully speaking very soon with Zane Cordy, just waiting to see whether they're going into a meeting or not. We will take a break. Fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar. Of course, City to Surf Solar are Geelong Solar Power and Energy Efficiency Specialists. Essendon Street in Grovedale is where you will find them. Stats thanks to Kerr's Hire, Benny. They've been your local hire company since 1982. Can you give us some of the key numbers out of the afternoon, both individually, but also some team stats that might tell the difference between the two teams?
Doggies had 9 more inside 50s. Doggies had 80 more disposals. They had 27 more marks. They were plus 11 in clearances. They were plus 30 in contested possession. And the Hawks were plus 6 in tackles. They just looked more efficient, really, going forward. And to their credit, the Hawks were good in the second half. They lifted their intensity and at least made the Western Bulldogs work for it. So McRae ended up with 29, gets a lot of the footy. Daniel was really good, 28 possessions, 22 of those hit the target, 11 marks, obviously a lot of those uncontested in the back half, although one was an intercept that resulted in the goal he kicked. I think you might have said, King, it was his first goal for the season. Libba had 28, 3 clearances. Bonampelli, 28 possessions, 23 effective. He had 11 clearances, 8 inside 50s and 6 tackles. It's a fair afternoon. The only thing he didn't do was kick a goal, but he did everything else. He was all over the show. Bailey Smith, good again, 25. He's a really good player. Dunkley ended up with 20. Hunter had 19. Johannesson, 18. He kicked 2 goals. And Ed Richards was pretty good off the wing, did some things. 16 possessions. For the Hawks, but they battled away. Shields, the veteran, 21. Cousins was pretty good. Something positive to hang your hat on there. Young player had 19 possessions and 4 clearances. O'Meara, 17. Yeah, he's just
going.
Yeah, he's, I don't know, he's a funny sort of player. He's okay, but he doesn't really stand out. Day was reasonable again, did a few good things. He's a positive for the Hawks. He had 16 possessions. Bruce did some good things. He's still got some tricks, hasn't he, in the bag. And the other one there was Greaves. He had 14 possessions, 13 hit the target. So something to hang your hat on there with Greaves and obviously Cousins. And McGuinness made his debut, 10 possessions. And at the other end of the scale, some players who just probably struggled to get into the game. McAvoy was pretty much a non-event all afternoon for Hawthorn. Lewis just struggled up forward. He's still young, Lewis. They've probably just got to keep playing him, but he only took 3 marks and had three kicks. The other one that I think Macca was going to talk about in the game sort of took over, but Mitchell, he 3 kicks, 12 possessions, 2 clearances. That was it for the afternoon.
Yeah.
He was basically in, for him, that's witness protection. He can get 12 possessions in a quarter when he's up and running, let alone for the game. So obviously that injury is amazing, isn't it? We talk about even the stars of the game. The game takes them time to find their feet, and Mitchell is just way off it from where he would normally be, to 12 possessions in a game when, you know, it was nice conditions and you'd expect him to get 20 on his ear at a minimum.
Yeah, I think the thing we underestimate with ACLs and major leg breaks, which is what he had, I think he broke both the bones in his lower leg, is the bones heal, but the degeneration of muscle tissue and nerve and neurons and everything just connects. That instinctive reflex can take a while to rebuild, and he's never been a prodigious runner or a great 100-metre runner, but at his best, his speed of foot in a 10-metre box was extraordinary, and that's why he could get out of trouble, give a little handball, get another one and get the ball moving, and that's deserting him at the moment, and he hasn't got the support cast he had either.
No.
2 or 3 years ago.
So. No, it hasn't helped him, but yep. No doubt he'll be back next year and be back to his... back to his very best with another pre-season under his belt. But the Dogs, they'll be looking to play finals now, Kingy, and you should see what they can do. I'm still not sure that they're going to do any huge damage in September, but
they'll be a tricky opponent.
If they play well, they will. Yeah, they could beat. I'm not sure they'll beat the Tigers. I'm not sure
they've got form in beating the Eagles in Perth.
Yep. Oh, look, you're right. They'd be a tricky opponent if they play well. They'll make you earn it.
Yep. But there's still, I reckon there's still a question mark. Yeah, just said defensively, there's still that.
Yep.
Little.
Well, even forward. I mean, Norton's still young. They don't really have. Bruce has struggled this year. And they're sort of trying to play. I know he's been really good at it, but they don't have an obvious crumbing forward. Wallace has been excellent as a sort of a mid-sized forward. He's got a lot of his goals from marks. He's not really a buzzy sort of player at people's feet. They don't really have that, I'm trying to think of a player, you know, potentially a Dalhouse, which is interesting they got rid of him, but, you know, or a Myers.
He wanted out.
Or a Pickett, yeah. They don't have that lively, real small forward that can just bob up out of a sprinkle head and kick a goal. And that's probably one of the...
Which is what Daniel sort of was going to be early in his career, wasn't he?
He was. As a junior, that's why he was drafted on his carnival. But
and all of a sudden, he's made himself into a very attacking... Yeah. Back pocket.
Yeah, their best is lively and they can score quite quickly, but as we've said, the latter is usually a pretty good indicator.
Well,
isn't it?
First quarter against the Cats.
Mm. Oh, yeah, they can...
Play that style and that's tough to beat, but...
Yeah, because you take some running down, don't you?
But then all of a sudden, if you find yourself in a bit of a grind, I think they can be outground,
yeah,
for want of a...
Yeah, defending the ground's still their challenge.
One of a better phrase. Thank you for that, Benny. Kerr's Hire Stats, your local hire company since 1982. That leads us to our Steamatic standout. Steamatic, delivering solutions, saving properties, restoring lives in the Greater Geelong area for 25 years. Your disaster restoration experts. Macca, who's your Steamatic standout for this afternoon?
Pretty tough choice. There were Caleb Daniel was exceptional. His all-round game, did it at both ends. And every time he got the ball, his team... was that advantage. They were able to actually create some play. But Marcus Bontempelli's ability to win the ball at stoppage and carry it. It wasn't just win it and handball it and put someone else under the pump. He actually ran out of the stoppage with the ball and took them forward. His game was extraordinary.
Thank you for that, Macca. So Marcus Bontempelli, our Steamatic standout. Of course, Steamatic, your disaster restoration expert.
The signature homes and city to surf solar. Fifth quarter.